your news and public affairs connection. It's Central Iowa Today with the KFJB News Team.
And we welcome you to this Tuesday edition of Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. So let me put this out to you. You're the president and CEO of a busy company in Marshalltown, and you've got your hands in a lot of things. You're involved in the community, and you're running this business, which has more than one office in the country that I know of, and you decide to write a children's book. Well, that certainly is interesting, and that's why we have Joe Carter with us, president and CEO of Marshalltown, the company. I don't know how you differentiate it anymore between Marshalltown, but Joe, it's good to be here. And this story, just, you know, when I saw the news release about this book, I thought, boy, this just sounds like so much fun.
We really did have a lot of fun, and you find the time. Our people do. I do same sort of thing, but 129-year-old company that's been in Marshalltown, Iowa the entire time. We do have two other locations in Fayetteville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. making construction tools.
Sure.
To the rest of the world, we're known as Marshalltown.
Right.
In Marshalltown, Iowa, it's always been Trowel or Marshalltown Trowel, or for the bulk of the time, we've been called that. In 2003, we changed our name, and so we really go by Marshalltown, how we're known around the rest of the world. I mean, less than 1% of our sales occur in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
I always say that it's hard to know Marshalltown, or not a lot of people know the company mm-hmm. Marshalltown in the community. But if you go in our industry to Australia, New Zealand, mm-hmm. Ireland, pick some other foreign country or pick a foreign country, and they immediately know who we are as soon as we say that name, Marshalltown. So it's kind of fun. We consider ourselves the best advertisers for the city.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So what was the inspiration? And it's not like, you know, you just woke up, you know, a few months ago and said, I'm going to write this book. This is something that's been percolating for you for a number of years. But what got you started on writing a children's book? Then we'll talk about the book a little bit more in particular.
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
So nice to be able to do this. What was the inspiration? I have three children. I still call them children, even though they're now 28, 24, and 22. When they were younger, my wife and I always read to them. That was our, you know, nighttime activity especially. And one of the books that we read at that time was Johnny Tractor. John Deere had a book series called Johnny Tractor. That always kind of stuck in my head how fun it was that Johnny Tractor, obviously the John Deere tractor, was such fun. He came to life in that book. My kids always enjoyed that. And then my youngest son, he really enjoyed construction books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, why not? We could do a book, Marshalltown could, that would really be related to some of our trades, this one specific to concrete, and we could write that book. So in 2002, I wrote the basic book, and I sketched out the characters, not nearly as well as my daughter did, because she has a lot more artist in her.
Her illustrations are in the book, so it's a family affair from the beginning.
Yeah. So 2002 is the inspiration, or the start of the inspiration. Wrote the book, really kind of put it into the archives and kind of let it sit, and didn't know what I was going to do with it. And then we got to 2018. My daughter was a freelance graphic designer, illustrator in Portland, Oregon. And I packed up my story. I packed up my sketches. That's when I knew it was 2002, because as a good engineer, you always date and sign your work. And sent a packet of information off to her and said, hey, I'm thinking about you. Would you be interested in maybe illustrating this book? And so that's how we started last year.
Did you always have this name of the book in mind? The book is called Marshall T. Trowel and Family, Concrete, Work Hard, Work Together.
It was always going to be Marshall T. Trowel and Family. That was the very inspiration of what we wanted to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Knew the book was going to be about concrete, and then coming together with Work Hard, and work together. That kind of came out of the book, saying, "Hey, we should put the clear message of what we want to say in the book." We're trying to tell these young people that, boy, it's okay to work hard. It's a good idea to work together, and look what you can accomplish. That's really the moral of the story: is what great things can happen when you work hard and work together.
Now, this is a good-sized children's book. This is not like, you know, you can't see it here on the radio as I hold it up, but you know, this it's bigger than a paperback. You know, and if it had a book cover on it, what would the book cover say is the basic idea of the book? How would the book be described, do you think?
Yeah, you know, this is a nice hardcover book that's got 40 pages in it, and so there's quite a story and a lot of tools in it, but no question the story is Mr. Mason is a concrete contractor. And so he's going to pour a nice concrete driveway for Miss Bella Bright in her little house that she's got. And so all the tools come to life, from Tabby Tie Wire Twister.
I love that name.
Peat Plate Compactor, you know, getting the soils all ready to go for the first day of pour, and how the tools have to go to sleep that night, knowing they've got to get up and have a big day the next morning. And so even Mr. Mason gets up in the morning, takes his shower, eats his breakfast, has a glorious drive to Miss Bella Bright's home, and then the tools go to work. I think it's Daisy, the driver, shows up in her concrete truck and pours the concrete, and Sammy Screed, he screeds out the concrete. Peggy Placer, she places the concrete into all the right spots, and it really works up some real perspiration while she's doing that, and all the way down to the end when Marshall T. Trowell has to come in and finish the concrete and make it just look perfect. And so by the time they leave Bella Bright's home, they've really put together a great project, and she's pleased with the product, and they're satisfied with themselves that, hey, they really did a good job. They worked hard, they worked together, and look what they accomplished.
It really is a fun book, and when we were visiting off air before we came into the studio, and I was my first chance to look through the book, and I was looking at, you know, the first thing I was looking at the names and some of the names, but the drawings that your daughter did for this, you know, my comment was, I think they're great drawings for a children's book, because sometimes, and as I mentioned, I've got a 2-year-old grandson who has more books than he'll ever probably read, although the way he's going, he'll probably get through them all. But they're great illustrations, I think, for the younger set. So, you know, I think that's a great combination here. So did your daughter have a tough time putting her ideas down on the colors and the illustrations, or were your sketches the inspiration?
My sketches did nothing for her inspiration. thankfully, she was able to take, you know, we had pictures of the tools. We talked about what we were trying to accomplish in terms of the, she's never poured any concrete. She now says, boy, I could pour concrete without any problem these days after doing the story and doing the book. But she just did a fabulous job with the illustrations. Thank you for saying that, Ken, because I'm absolutely ecstatic and so proud. You know, you wonder how it's going to go in a father-daughter situation, and she just did a fabulous job. She worked so well with me, and because she knows how I am, pretty hard-nosed about what I want, and she knew my illustrations weren't it. And she really made those characters come to life. I just absolutely love the expressions, the eyes, everything that occurs. So I don't know whether she had a hard time or not, but boy, she made it look easy, because the first sketches we had were like, okay, that's right on target. That's what I'm looking for. And then she just kept going from there. And obviously we started with black and white sketches and ended up in the color sketches that end up in the book. And they are just absolutely phenomenal. Love what happened.
So did any of the other two children or your wife Janelle have a say in any of this? Did they contribute in any way?
You know, each one of the kids is named in the book. So our oldest is Michael, and he's Mike Margin Trowell. Sam is our youngest, and he's Sam Screed, Sam the Powered Screed. Mm-hmm. And then Hannah was even Hannah the Hand Float. So all of them got a chance to be named in the book. I think Janelle declined from wanting to be named in the book. And then obviously everybody got a chance to read the story as we were going through it and made a few editorial comments. But really kind of stuck with what we had.
You know, being in the business that you're in, you know, industrial and concrete, hard surfaces and all that. Had you ever wanted to be an author before? Had you ever thought anywhere along the line in your life that you were going to write a book?
You know, it's funny. I actually have. I've thought about that a number of times. Even as a younger kid, I wondered if I, you know, what, you know, as a young person, you always get to dream about what you want to do, and at least you have those opportunities to. And I actually did think I'd write a book. I was fortunate enough to write our 125-year history book for the company. I didn't figure that would be my first book. I didn't know that this would be my second book, so it's been fun to be able to do that. But, yeah, I actually did.
Now, obviously, you know, it's savvy enough that, gee, there's a Marshalltown truck in here, and, of course, Marshall T. Trowell, and it's a nice little marketing piece in some ways, but it's deeper than that, because it goes deeper than that, because, as you've shared, and as the news release regarding the book show, that, you know, this is something that you hope will make young people think more about getting into the trades.
Right, absolutely. No question, it's a marketing piece. I mean, we splashed Marshalltown all over it. We thought that was a fun way to do that.
The
main character being Marshall T. Trowell, and tells about his family of tools. And we actually have our idea to come out with the drywall book has already been written. My daughter's illustrating that. I will do a brick book after that, and hopefully a tile book after that. And I said after four, I think we should be done. but no question, it's always been hard to bring a lot of people into the trades, and especially after the housing recession in 2006, and then even the commercial industrial building in 2008. Mm-hmm. What a recession. And we really lost a lot of tradesmen during that time, whether they be in concrete, whether they be in brick, drywall, whether it be in HVAC, plumbing, electrical.
Right. Right.
And that was one of the reasons to want to bring this book back out of the mothballs and say, hey, let's really do something with the writing, take my horrible sketches and turn them into something special, so that we could try and inspire young people to want to join the trades, because it's a great way to make a living. It's a great way to do stuff with your hands and your brain, because it's not only hard work, but you really got to think about what you're faced with. How do you do these jobs, accomplish the task, and to pull everything together. And if you're a general contractor, how do you pull all the different subcontractors together? And so if we can be a little piece of that inspiration that inspires somebody to say, hey, this would be a good thing for me to do as they grow up, why not?
And even more so, the proceeds from this book are going in part to maybe help with some of the classes and some of the programs to help get more people into the trades.
Yeah, I mean, no question. We weren't thinking about the tornado when we first started into this book early last 2018. But after the tornado, we decided we were going to do two things. First thing is some of the proceeds are going to go towards the tornado relief in Marshalltown, Iowa. I mean, the devastation we were just talking about off air, what had happened on July 19th last year. So we just really felt like that was a good thing to do. We're fortunate enough to have survived all of that and done okay coming out of it, so we'll do a portion of that. But then we really wanted to do a part of the VOTEC program, or there is a VOTEC program that they're working on at the high school. Bring back the construction trades, that construction class, and so we've talked to Theron Schutte about giving part of the proceeds to that VOTEC program as well.
Well, that's awesome. And so, the next question is, how does somebody buy a book?
Absolutely. Good question. Theron would be really happy with that, because if he's going to get part of the proceeds, you got to sell some books, right? You can, starting tomorrow morning, you'll be able to go on Marshalltown.com and buy a book. It should be the leading on the front page, Marshalltown.com. Once you get on there and click on that, it'll walk you through being able to get a book and be able to do a checkout all there. They should also be on Amazon. Obviously, we're trying to get people to go to our Marshalltown.com website.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take them either way they want to come. And then we'll also, and if you want to see right now, just a little spot, I think we've got MarshallTTrowell.com as a little intro page that's out there. You can log on that. I hope maybe we might have buttons there. I'm not certain whether we will. But Marshalltown.com, Amazon.com will be the two places to go find it.
And you and Janelle are going to be doing some book readings to help introduce it to the community.
Absolutely. It will actually be Hannah.
Is it going to be Hannah?
Okay. Coming in from Portland. Hannah is a 2012 graduate of Marshtown High School. Grew up here in town, and we thought it'd be fun to see if we could get her back. So we're going to read to all the elementary schools, Max, the Christian School, and all six elementary public schools, as well as we're doing a reading at the public library. That's happening on April 3rd at the public library, and then we're doing the schools on April 3rd and April 4th.
You're going to be busy with this book. You know, you're going to need more help with the company. Talking about the book, but we are just about out of time. The book, Marshall T. Trow and Family, Concrete, Work Hard, Work Together, written by Joe Carter, President and CEO of Marshalltown, illustrated by his daughter, Hannah. Check it out. It's real. I had no idea what to expect, but it looks like a great book, and a lot of success and a lot of sales to also help the book.